right, really early piece from Mr. Cornell Campbell, Gloria, King Edward's production. Next up, legendary group for the time, the first acknowledged superstars to come from Trenchtown, singing musical superstars Joe Higgs and Wilson. So here, combined for Love Not For Me, another King Edward's production. Wonderful combination right there. The one and only Higgs and Wilson. Oh, man. So beautiful music coming here from the legendary King Edward's production. And we got more here. Trumpet player Baba Brooks, Strong Man's Weed.
Thank you.
All right, nice instrumental by trumpet player Baba Brooks, who is also one of the big arrangers of that time period, so multi-talented. All right, next up, saxophone player Lester Sterling. We're still on the King Edward's productions here. The tune is called George is Back. Lester Sterling, George is Back. That was a big hit right there. King Edward's next up. That's actually getting a little bit past. That's like late ska. All right, next up, Lord Briscoe, a.k.a. Lloyd Briscoe, Mr. Cleveland, King Edward's production. We'll be right back. Lloyd Briscoe, a.k.a. Lord Briscoe. All right, that kind of wraps up a little tiny scratch into the surface of King Edward's productions, although, of course, he wasn't as prolific as both Duke Reed and Sir Coxone Downbeat from Studio One, but recorded a lot of super classic music himself, too. So King Edward's productions right there. Next up, Carlos Malcolm and his Afro-Jamaican Rhythms, who was one of the top-tier bands in Jamaica and actually worked on the first James Bond movie soundtrack, Dr. No, playing some incidental music. And in that movie, actually also part of trivia, Byron Lee and Lord Creator, amongst others, can also be seen in some scenes of the movie. All right, so Carlos Malcolm from his Ska Mania album, the tune is Hunchback. Mania, Carlos Malcolm and his Afro-Jamaican Rhythms. Next up, Tommy McCook and Don Drummond's. We'll be right back. high energy piece. Don Drummond's and Tommy McCook, Don the Lion. All right, next up, one more from Carlos Malcolm, Head Shrinker. Carlos Malcolm and his Afro-Jamaican rhythms. All right, should have mentioned that the last tune there, Don the Lion, was produced by Duke Reed, and so we're going to salute some Treasure Isle music here. Duke Reed actually started out as the same thing as Clement Dodd, which is that they had sound systems that were directly tied to the liquor industry in Jamaica, meaning that they were liquor distributors, and they threw huge dances as a way to sell more liquor. So the competition between each of them was pretty intense. And they started to record music for their own use probably as early as the early 1950s, and then more formalized sessions from the mid-1950s. And then by the late 1950s, both Duke Reed and Sir Clement Dodd from Coxone Dombey, amongst other people, were recording music intended for commercial release. And at that time, they were using either the studios of RJR, which was Jamaican radio station, or they were using Federal Studios, which had been developed by the Corries in the late 50s. And in the early 60s, they both started to have an idea to create their own studios, which would eventually become Treasure Isle Studio and Studio One. And Treasure Isle Studio actually predates Studio One by a slight bit. So anyway, moving forward here with some Treasure Isle music, Alton Ellis and the Flames, Don't Trouble People.
Yeah. to come, when they will see the rising sun.
Legendary Alton Ellis, who was actually one of the few people who could move freely between Studio One and Treasure Isle. That's him at Treasure Isle. More from their productions here. The one and only Silvertones, massive hit from Treasure Isle Studio.
Dear Mr. Editor, won't you please break my story?
Silvertones, True Confession, massive hit for Treasure Isle and Duke Reed. All right, more from there. Tommy McCook.
Mm-hmm.
Knockout Punch, a.k.a. Cotton Tree, Tommy McCook, tenor saxophone, and highly talented composer, arranger, band leader from Jamaica West Indies, playing there for Treasure Isle Studio. All right, more from Treasure Isle. Another one from Tommy McCook, high energy here. Fast-paced ska from Treasure Isle Studio and Tommy McCook called The Magic. Next up, The Gun Fever, Derek Morgan.
Guns Fever! We'll be right back.
right. That's Rude Boy Style right there. Guns Fever. Same way here, Duke Reed. Duke Reed group right there with Rude Boy. All right, one more from Duke Reed's stable before we move forward, and it's from the legendary Stranger Cole, Rude Boy Style.
Who are you that I should be mindful of? You run for refuge and were rescued, that's a fact. Then why lie and try to bite the hand that feed you? Yes, the good you do lives after you. You could puff, puff and puff till you bust. And tough on your side. So stop lying, don't try to bite the hands that feed you. For the good you do lives after you. Thank you. and tough on your side. So stop lying. Don't try to bite the hands that feed you. For the good you do is after you.
Wilburn Cole, better known to his family as Stranger, due to the fact, supposedly, that he didn't resemble anyone in his family. Stranger Cole, one of the most legendary of all times. Top talent. And right there, he is recording at Treasure Isle Studio. All right, the Rude Boy era was really the end of ska music and what led into rock steady. So we're looking at like late 65 through 66. And into 67. All right, we're going to play some rock steady music here because we've got a full hour left. After a couple quick announcements, you're in tune to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your FM dial and available online at WRUV.org, where you can stream live or listen to the archives up to a week later with full playlists located at spinatron.com/WRUV. Connect with me in any way, shape, or form, facebook.com/jared802 or on Instagram, DJ Jared. Live and direct. Connect with me, let's see, a week and a half from now, Saturday, July 26th, from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Four Quarters Brewing in Winooski. So, True 802 Dispensary and Doughboy Farms in conjunction with Split Spirits, Hello Hi, Shaxbury, and Dome City present DJ Summer Jam Reggae Style. And it's all going on Saturday, July 26th. From 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Four Quarters Brewing, located conveniently at 70 Main Street in Winooski. It's an all-ages event, free community event, and it's featuring more than 10 local DJs who've played reggae here in the past. And it's going to be a great time. Also, MC Red Shadow will be there, of course, classic veteran from around here. Big DJs that have played around here from over the years, like Niceness, Super K, DJ Yo, Nasty, Chancellor, yours truly, Ja Red, Sata Sounds, Maddie L, Matlock, Ja Sun, Red Shadow, and special guest DJ Fly Ty. It's all going on Saturday, July 26th from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m., and it is DJ Summer Jam Reggae Style. So, long story short, we're having a huge reggae party with a bunch of DJs, and it's all going on Saturday, July 26th at Four Quarters Brewing, 2 p.m. till 10 p.m., and that's over in Winooski. All right, if you want to see the flyer, you want to connect with me in any way, shape, or form, like I said, facebook.com/jared802, as well as, of course, Instagram, DJ Jared. Got more music coming up after this quick announcement.
In order to maintain the iconic industries that define Vermont's rural charm, hundreds of migrant workers are forced to experience unjust working conditions. The dairy industry, in particular, is a key culprit of mistreating Vermont's roughly 1,500 migrant workers. According to MigrantJustice.net, an immigrant-led organization seeking economic justice for migrant workers in Vermont, Vermont migrant workers often work up to 60 to 80 hours per week and are systemically excluded from worker and housing rights protections that other Vermonters are entitled to. What can you do to help? Start by learning about where your milk and other dairy products come from. Are the conditions at these farms equitable and humane, or do your dairy products lead to the exploitation of migrant workers? Thanks to the work of Migrant Justice's Milk with Dignity program, around 65 farms in Vermont and New York are covered under the program, in which workers are offered fair wages and humane labor and housing conditions. Check out MigrantJustice.net to learn more about this issue here in Vermont. This message is brought to you by your DJs at WRUV FM Burlington.
All right, next up, Mr. Soul of Jamaica here, Alton Ellis at Treasure Isle.
Thank you. for the world.
All right, Alton Ellis said that he was basically one of the only people who had a key to Treasure Isle Studio besides Duke Reed. As a result, Alton Ellis recorded many hits and spent a lot of time there working out his music in Treasure Isle Studio on Bond Street in Kingston, Jamaica, Duke Reed Productions. Alton Ellis, Cry Tough right there, huge tune for him. All right, we got a few more really big tunes from Treasure Isle and Alton Ellis. Get ready to do this new dance. All right, next up, one more. That was called Rock Steady, and it's a production from Treasure Isle, Alton Ellis. Really, you got to look at those as his own self-productions. All right, next up is a massive hit, and he himself said, I'm the first one ever to sing this bass line. I walked into Treasure Isle Studio, went up to the bassy, and I said, I want this bass line, and I sang it with my mouth. And then it was copied later on by people like Harry J and even the American Staples Sisters. But this is the original of it all. Girl, I've Got a Date, Mr. Alton Ellis at Treasure Isle Studio.
This
green as the birds in the
Mr. Soul of Jamaica, Alton Ellis, one of the greatest of all time. All right, next up, another hugely great singer from Jamaica who really doesn't get the mention that he deserves in the history, and his name is Mr. Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly, wonderful voice. I'm in the mood for love. All right, next up, Mr. Ken Booth.
Cry her troubles away.
Ha, the always soulful Mr. Ken Booth, can't you see? All right, next up we got a group from Federal Studios here called The Tartans, featuring future megastar Cedric Mighton, who went on to be part of The Congos, Devin Soul Russell, Lindbergh Lewis, and Prince Lincoln Thompson, who went on to The Royal Rosses. The tune here is Dance All Night. All Night, Federal production, 1966, Rocksteady, Leska. Like I said, mega group right there, the Tartans, which featured people who would go on to be pretty successful in other capacities, which would be Cedric Mighton with the Congos, Devin Soul Russell as a solo artist, and Prince Lincoln Thompson of the Royal Rosses. I guess Lindbergh Lewis, the only other singer, didn't really break out as tough. All right, next up, Mr. Ken Parker. Mm-hmm.
is gonna be the same day. And every day we are one day near home. Not every day is gonna be a day of sunshine. Well, there must be a little rain, so to cool on down the time. And it's true, true, true. Not every man can find a good woman, alright. And every woman can find a good man. And it's true, true, true. Not every man can find a good woman. Not every woman can find a good man. And it's true, true, true.
Big tune right there from Mr. Ken Parker. True, true. Next up, the Ethiopians. Come on now.
Watch the-
The Ethiopians, their album Engine 54, big album recorded at Whirl Studios, West Indies Recording Limited, before it became Dynamic Studios. All right, the tune is Come On Now. All right, speaking of that, here's a Treasure Isle Dubwise, Melodian's original vocal.
Run,
Oh man, check that out, Mr. Alton Ellis. You ain't that loving you, but big time dub wise from Pleasure Dub, Love Dub. All right, before that, of course, we had a dub version of the Melodians' huge tune, Come On, Little Girl, Come On. It should be mentioned that neither of those tunes were really released when dubs were made, but were later mixed to dub wise by Errol Brown at Treasure Isle Studio. All right, next up, Mr. Slim Smith, the one and only. Bunny Stryker Lee production of the man he said was Jamaica's greatest singer ever, Keith Smith, a.k.a. Slim Smith. Tragically died accidentally in 1974. The one and only Slim Smith, everybody needs love. All right. We've got an artist I had mentioned recently here, which is the... which is the Weber sisters, Cynthia and Merlene Weber. And one of them just passed away recently. So here's a tune from them right here called Last Chance from the album I and I Love You Honey, the Weber sisters.
Leave and let others leave.
All right, I said last chance. It's actually Lost Chance. The Weber sisters on their own composition. So that is Merlene Weber and Cynthia Joyce Weber. And they were also known as the Tonettes. And Cynthia Weber passed away recently within the last couple of months here. So rest in paradise, gone but never forgotten. Wonderful singers right there. The Weber sisters, the tune Lost Chance. All right. Speaking of a tremendously talented singer, Francisco Slinger, a.k.a. the Mighty Sparrow from Trinidad, was a very talented calypso singer. And he spent some time in Jamaica here and there and did a couple of recordings alongside Byron Lee, who by this point in the 70s was definitely expanding his presentations to include a lot more calypso and what would become known as soca music. So they recorded in the 1960s an album together, Byron Lee and Mighty Sparrow. And here they reunited again in the 70s to record this one, which is called Sparrow Dragon Again. The dragon, of course, is Byron Lee from the Dragonairs. And the tune is The Dragon Dance.
Against the law, we don't dance like that anymore. Mama, if you can do the dragon dance, take a side and give me a chance. You gotta jump like if you're crazy in the place, swing and shake your waist to embrace. No, it's a disgrace. Hey! Dragon wine in a corner. Wishing my body here. When we bounce in the center, we bump one another and disappear. Long ago, well, cheek to cheek was the craze, but not so nowadays. Shake, make your boomsy roll, but don't hold. Do the dragon dance, dance the dragon dance. Do the dragon dance, dance the dragon dance. Dressing up is another crime. You show me yours, I go show you mine. And let me blow me smoke in your eye. Long enough, get a contact high. And then you start to shake and tremble in the place. Spread your legs apart. It's mass when the music starts. Hey! Swing your tail like a dragon. Tumble down on the floor. This time, music blasts in the dragon. So dance like you never danced up before. Long ago, well, cheek to cheek was the craze, but not so nowadays. Shake, make your boomsy roll, but don't hold. Do the dragon dance. That is the dragon dance. Do the dragon dance. Dance the dragon dance. I would.
Don't Let Me Suffer, Oh Lord. All right, Rupi Edwards production. The band is called The Concords, and it features Mr. Gregory Isaacs at the very beginning of his career. All right, next up, Cherry, Oh Baby. Massive hit here, Eric Donaldson.
Oh, me too.
Massive, massive, massive tune, winner of the festival song competition in Jamaica for that year. The one and only Cherry O'Baby. And it's Eric Donaldson is the singer, and the producer was Bunny Stryker Lee. All right. Man, so much great music today. You can listen to it in the archives up to a week later at WRUV.org. Check the full playlist at spinatron.com/WRUV. And we got one last one here, and it's from the same Weber Sisters album called I and I Love You Honey, Black Eagle / Micron record label, and mainly recorded in Canada. The Weber Sisters, the tune is Down the Aisle. All right, rest in paradise, Cynthia Weber of the Weber Sisters. Just passed away recently, gone but never forgotten. Tremendously talented singers right there. They recorded for Studio One in the 60s and did other self-productions later on. That's from their self-produced album, I and I Love You, Honey. The Weber Sisters right there, and that's coming from Micron Music and Black Eagle Records. All right, I guess actually it's produced by Ronnie Reed and John Skinner, but executive producer and arranger, assistant arranger Pete Weston, and he's from Micron record label, the Weber Sisters. All right, That's the end of our small little show for the day. You've been in tune to Ja Red right here at WRUV-FM Burlington. And connect with me in any way, shape, or form, facebook.com/JaRed802, Instagram DJ Ja Red. And live and direct, I will be appearing at DJ Summer Jam Reggae Edition. It's all going down Saturday, July 26th, 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Four Quarters Brewing, featuring 10 DJs that have played reggae over the years here. People like Super K, Matlock, and others, yours truly, Ja Red, MC Red Shadow, and it's all going on DJ Summer Jam Reggae Edition, Saturday, July 26th, 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Four Quarters Brewing, located at 70 Main Street in Winooski. All right, you can easily find the flyer for that event on my page, facebook.com/JaRed802, or on Instagram, DJ Ja Red. Keep it locked here, WRUV-FM Burlington, your better alternative, 4 o'clock on the dot.
You've probably heard of the benefits of meditation. Increased mindfulness, focus, productivity, the list goes on. But have you ever taken the time out of your busy schedule to indulge in this ancient practice? In the hustle and bustle of modern everyday life, there's hardly any time to stop and slow things down in our heads, where our thoughts usually move at well over the speed limit. In the rare